It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. If you're ready to reel in some springtime and summer fun, head over to Mountain Hardware and Sports with four convenient locations. Their fishing experts have great gear and know-how to get you set up for fly fishing, trolling, or spin and bait casting. If you can't make it to their stores, no worries. Shop for fishing gear and other seasonal essentials online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. The Truckee River is in prime mid-spring condition right now. Flows are fishable and clear from top to bottom, and trout are actively feeding in deeper, slower water. Nymphing remains king for techniques, especially with stonefly and worm patterns, while streamers are drawing in big strikes in low light hours. Though surface activity is still limited, blue-winged olives and early PMDs are starting to bring some fish up. Spin anglers should focus on jigs and spoons near structures, and whether you're fly or spin fishing, success this week comes down to fishing smart. Go deep, stay stealthy, and match the hatch subsurface. The Truckee is fishing strong. Time to get out there and enjoy it without the summer crowds. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee are Patch Rubber Legs, number 8 through 10, Squirmy Worms, Sculptzillas, Micro Mayflies, number 16, Jigged Pheasant Tails, number 16, Dead Drift Crayfish, G6 Caddis, or Moorish Annatto Maize, number 18. The Little Truckee River is in choice technical form this week. With flows around 350 CFS and crystal clear water, it's a rewarding challenge for patient anglers. Be careful wading in these higher flows. Mornings on the Little Truckee River start strong with tight line nymphing using small midges and betas patterns, while afternoons bring exciting dry fly opportunities on BWOs and squallas in the softer seams. Success depends on finesse. Long leaders, fine tippet, and stealthy approaches are key. More fish appear to be entering the system, and with stable weather and hatches building, now's a great time to test your skills on one of the most demanding and rewarding tailwaters in the region. Get out there and enjoy a textbook week on the Little Truckee. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are Juju Betas, number 18, Small San Juan Worms, number 12, RS2s in Olive, Squala Stonefly Adult and Nymph, Blue-winged Olive, Dry and Nymph, Zebra Midges, number 20, Sweet Pea Jigs, Hare's Ear Nymphs, 20-incher Nymphs, or Small Streamers. Mountain Hardware and Sports Incline Village location is throwing a party, and you're invited. Join them Saturday, May 24th for Customer Appreciation Day, starting at 11 that morning and running through 3 that afternoon. Enjoy a free hot dog lunch along with live music from local favorite Jacked Up. It's their way of saying thanks for your incredible support, so don't miss the fun. Saturday, May 24th, 11 to 3 at Mountain Hardware and Sports Incline Village location. Let's head out to the lakes, where Mackinac fishing is holding strong at Donner Lake, especially for those trolling deep. Try large Rapalas or Lyman lures around 100 to 120 feet, particularly off the east shore or near the boat ramp. Surface temperatures are around the lower 50s with improving clarity. Shore anglers are seeing limited rainbow action, but low light hours and incoming weather fronts could trigger better results. Light line is critical at Donner's ultra-clear water. Focus your efforts early or during cloud cover for the best shot at success. Donner Lake is currently around 68% capacity. Over at Boca Reservoir, water levels continue to rise, reshaping the shoreline daily. The dam area is producing good bites for shore anglers using power bait or worms, while trollers are connecting with trout and kokanee using flashers and small Rapalas. The west side and inlet remain good bets. Fly anglers should head to the inlet for streamer and leech fishing, which is catch and release only. Watch for unstable, muddy conditions near the shoreline when accessing lesser used areas at Boca, which is currently at 58% capacity. Kokanee season is warming up at Stampede Reservoir. Anglers trolling pink and orange hoochies behind Dodgers in 25 to 40 feet of water are picking up fish near the dam and throughout the main body. Most kokanee are still small, 10 to 12 inches, but aggressive. Trout are rising early. Try small woolly buggers and leeches near the inlet. Water temperatures are climbing into the upper 40s. Launch ramps are open and clear, making access easy at Stampede Reservoir at 86% capacity. At Prosser Creek Reservoir, water temperatures are climbing into the lower 50s, and while trout activity has slowed post-spawn, the north end is seeing some action on power bait and small spoons. Float tubers and kayakers are finding better luck with streamers and nymphs under indicators. A few cutthroats are being reported. Bass are beginning to push into the shallows with temperatures increasing. Look for warming pockets and weed edges as spring transitions into early summer. Current lake level at Prosser is around 65%. And over at Pyramid Lake, fishing continues to improve following the spawn. Lahontan cutthroat are active from Pelican to Warrior Point. Fly anglers using midges from ladders are seeing solid numbers, especially during early mornings and evenings. Trolling 35 to 50 feet down with Sierra spoons, flatfish, or Lyman lures is producing consistently. Fish are cruising in search of post-spawn food sources. Pyramid is at full capacity with excellent access across most beaches. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all